Well, I got something really cool to talk to you guys about tonight. You guys like cool stuff, right? Anybody know what it might be? Bold as a lion. Wrong. No, it's a joke. Yeah, we got a lion up here. So I do have a personal life, believe it or not. I don't talk about it a lot. I kind of keep it under wraps because it's my personal life. Anybody else have a personal life out there? You try to have one? Anybody try to have a personal life, but you just have a hard time with that? Anybody breathe oxygen out there? Yeah, two people. Okay, yeah. Just trying to test the waters, so to speak. I need some help. I need somebody to warm these guys up. It's tough up here. I'm dying. Okay, so I've been contemplating. You guys know what it means to contemplate? I've been thinking about, examining, meditating, chewing over, you might say, pondering. You know the cow, they chew the cud? They just chew it and chew it and chew it and chew it. And so I've been thinking about this in my own personal life, and that is the subject of being bold. You know what that means? You know what being bold is? Let me read you the definition. The definition of bold is showing an ability to take risks. You know what a risk is? You don't know the outcome. You're kind of stepping out on a limb. Okay? Confident and courageous. Okay? Now, we have a couple of skits here, so I would like my predetermined volunteers to come and join me. And we're going to give you a quick example of a bad way to be bold. Okay? You guys with me? Should we do it down here? Should we do it up? Okay, we'll stay down here for you guys. Okay. So we're in a... Here, we can sit down because we're eating. All right. Take one.
Yeah, just shout it out.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good, pretty good, yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and take...
She's the waitress, and we're eating. Okay. Act, take two.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good.
I'm going to go ahead and take your drink, so what would you guys like?
I'm going to have water.
I have a Pepsi.
Sprite. Oh, you know what? All we have is Coke. We don't have a Pepsi.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Wait, I'm sorry. All we have is Pepsi. We don't have Coke.
Okay, well, then that's what I ordered.
What? If you don't stop that, you're going to go and burn in hell. You got to stop that lifestyle. Go get saved. Go get Jesus. Do something with your life. Well, it's true. If you keep acting like that, you're going to burn. Burn, burn, burn.
Who do you think you are? You think you're better?
Hey, I'm just trying to share Jesus with you. Don't you want Jesus? Come on. Come on, accept him. Put him in your life. Put him in your heart. It'll change your life. You can be like us.
Why don't you go to hell?
Oh. Oh. It wasn't in the script. Okay. All right. Let's see here. Yeah, all right. That's great. Mike Millay, everyone. Okay. This is scene two. Thank you, waitress. I don't know what her problem was. I was just trying to share the love of Christ, you know? Boy, those were some good enchiladas. What? What are you guys doing later tonight?
Hey, you guys got a light?
A light? I got a light. His name is Jesus. And I want to tell you something. If you keep smoking, you're going to be smoking for the rest of eternity in hell, bro. You're going to be burning, bro. Do you want to burn?
Whatever, man.
Hey, let me share Jesus with you. He's a great guy. You know what? He can help you quit this, like, smoking and get these nicotines out of your fingers. You know, these yellow... What? Man, what's up with these people these days, you know? They just don't love Jesus the way they should. All right. Okay. Well, those are our skits. Thank you guys. You guys are awesome. Everybody give our foul-mouthed waitress a big hand. Too bad Aaron Rodriguez isn't here to hear that. Some of you get that. Those of you who don't, good for you. Anyway, so that's obviously not the right way to be bold, right? Right? Right. Okay, that's the wrong way. But, you know, for the longest time, I struggled with speaking out, with you know, being bold. Did anybody else ever struggle with this? You just kind of keep quiet. You know, you don't really want to share your faith. Here are some areas that I've maybe struggled being bold in. And let's see if some of these are areas you've struggled. Being yourself. Anybody ever have trouble being yourself? You know, it's like, I just don't feel like if I'm myself, then maybe they won't like me. Or if I'm myself, they'll think I'm weird. So I'm just going to act like somebody else. Anybody else identify with that? Bold areas that you might, other areas you might have trouble with boldness is sharing your faith with people. Now, obviously, that's not the right way to share your faith, but there is a right way to stand for what you believe. Anybody ever, these are the areas I've had trouble, or to stand for what's right, or to stand for not doing what you know is wrong. Okay, these are areas that we need help with boldness in, to speak up and say, you know what, not really. But recently, you know, just over the course of the last couple months, just kind of pondering on this, I've come into to two realizations. I've realized two things, and I want to share them with you tonight. Number one, realization, and these kind of help help us conquer our fear, help us to be more bold. You guys want to hear these, right? You guys want to be bold, right? That's what I'm talking about. Realization one is God is with me. Isaiah 41:10 reads, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand." Another definition for boldness might be the absence of fear, or somebody who's not afraid. Now, I didn't show any fear here. I was, you know, really bold to just speak out and tell them what I thought, but I wasn't really thinking the right thing. Now, in my quick search today, I found over 10 times in the Bible it said to fear not, to fear not. God doesn't want us to be afraid. He wants us to be bold. He wants us to have liberty and freedom to speak out, to tell people stuff, right? To stand for what's right, to not do what we know is wrong. When people are saying, hey, let's go out, let's hang out, let's, you know, smoke cigarettes or whatever it is that, you know, they're trying to get you to do, you know what it is. I don't need to go into nitty-gritty details, but we need to have the boldness, and God's telling us not to be afraid of having to be bold and speak out. Realization number two, and this might sound kind of weird to you, and it's looking really weird to me now, but it didn't look weird earlier. Realization number two is, can anybody guess it? I bet you nobody here will guess this. Anybody? You have to think with your left lobe for this one. That was my right lobe. What? Be creative. No. Nice try. That was a creative try. You can be too bold. No? No. All right. Here's a hint. I got a big hint on the screen there. Be Simba. No. Realization two is I am a lion. Rawr. Okay. Now what in the world am I talking about here? Proverbs 28:1 says, "The wicked man flees when no one is pursuing him, but the righteous are as bold as a lion." Now think about this, okay? You've heard this verse a million times, I'm sure. But have you ever thought about what it means to be as bold as a lion? Nobody messes with a lion. Nobody picks up a stick and goes up and, "Hey, lion. Hey, what you doing? What, you eating like a zebra? What is that? Hey, lion. Man, you got some bad breath, lion. Yeah, nobody does that. Nobody messes with a lion. Why? Because he'll kill you. All right? Now, I'm not saying to go out and kill people. That's not what I'm saying. Or to eat zebras. That's not what I'm saying. Or if you like zebra, you know, whatever. I'm not going to... Okay, so what I'm saying is no, a lion isn't afraid of anybody. He's the king. You know, he's got it. Everybody go, rawr.
Rawr.
Rawr. Lions do whatever they want. All right? Now, I was like, you know what? I'm going to show a video of a lion attack. And so I got on YouTube and I looked some up, but they were just too gruesome, I thought, for public display. But you've seen those, like, maximum extreme video on TV where they're like, you know, and here is the cameraman talking about lions, and then the next thing you know, like, a lion will just come up and, like, clobber his head. You know, they don't ever die on the TV shows because they can't show that on TV, but, like, you don't mess with a lion. Lions aren't afraid of anything. Okay? Lions aren't afraid to talk to their waitress about Jesus. Lions aren't afraid to eat cameramen. Lions aren't afraid of anything. All right? They're fearless because they're the king, right? Now, don't we have the King of Kings, like the creator of the universe, like on our side? Right? Wasn't that like point number one? Fear not because God is with you. God's on your side. The King of Kings, the King of the jungle of all the jungles, like the biggest lion of all time. He's called the Lion of Judah. All right? So we don't need to be afraid because, number one, God is with you. And number two, you are a lion. Rawr. Okay. No, that was kind of weak. Number two. Man, you guys are, I don't want to say it, but you're pathetic lions. You know, you're not very bold. I am a lion. Now we're talking. Who was that? It's one of our sound men. Be bold. You know, we got to break out of our timid little shells if we're ever going to win anybody to Jesus or even invite them to church. Show of hands, who invited somebody to church this week? Concert doesn't count. Got like 3 people. What do we have, 40 people in here? It's like less than 10%. We got to break out. I'm not trying to be condemning you guys, but you got to break out. You got to start acting like a lion and not a hyena or possum or snail or scared tortoise that go meow. Okay, skit. We're gonna do skit part 2. So if I could have my great drama team back up here, is this what? The what? Filtered version? I don't know. We'll see how it goes. She's a waitress, and we're eating at a restaurant. That's what's happening here.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Great. Good. Well, I'm going to take your drink.
What's your name?
Oh, my name's Cassie.
Cassie?
Yeah.
Good to meet you.
Hey.
I'm Matt.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's cool.
Hey, you know
what else lots sometimes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
You know what? I think I'm going to have a water.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, it's right. Oh, you know what? We don't have any Coke. All we have is Pepsi.
Oh, that's
hilarious. I'm sorry. I've been out all night, like, partying with my boyfriend, like, so late. I'm still kind of out of it. I'm really sorry. But, okay, one Pepsi.
Yeah, how long have you and your boyfriend been together?
We've been together about 2 years.
2 years. Well, hey, congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
That's quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so you guys going to get married or anything?
I don't know. I mean, I want to, but, you know, he really hasn't said anything, so.
Yeah, well, you know, that's kind of tough, but, you know, you probably can get it worked out.
Yeah. Let me get y'all's drinks, okay?
Yeah,
all
right. No problem. Yeah.
Okay, we're just doing the first part. We're not going to go into the part where I lead her and her whole family to Jesus. But as you can see... Oh, wait, we've still got more to go. Oh, wait, hold on.
Boy, those enchiladas, man, they'll kill you. You know what I'm saying?
That's
awesome. That's awesome, man. How many chips did you have tonight? Hey, you know what? Normally, the craziest thing, I found a cigarette lighter today, and, you know, I don't need it. So here, you can have it, man. There you go.
Really?
Bro. Yeah. What's
awesome.
Your name?
Sawyer.
Sawyer. Sawyer, how you doing? I'm Jack.
Awesome.
Yeah, hey, it's good to meet you, man. Hey, let me give you something else. It's an invitation to our youth group. We just came from youth service tonight. It'd be cool if you could come hang out with us sometime.
Thanks.
Yeah, we have concerts and all that stuff like that. Hey, Sawyer, it's great to meet you, man.
Thank you.
Take care.
Yeah. All right.
Awesome.
So there you go. Okay? See, the point of all of this is to... We don't have to thump people over the heads with our Bibles. We don't have to condemn people and judge people. You know, a lot of people come under enough condemnation and judgment just from their family and friends. They don't need Christians to do that. You understand what I'm saying? No? Yes? So what I want you guys to do, and this might be tough for some of you, but just strike up a conversation with somebody, you know? Just get out of your shell a little bit, you know? And if you need help doing that, go to the bathroom and be like, I am a lion, rawr, I am a lion, rawr. You know? I don't know. Whatever it is you need to do. God is with me, rawr, I am a lion, rawr. No? Okay. I guarantee you, if like you I am a lion, rawr, like 5 times in a row before you talk to somebody, you'll have more boldness. Money back guaranteed. 30-day delivery. So do you understand my point tonight? There's a right way to be bold, and there's a wrong way to be bold. And we want to do the right way. We just want to befriend people. We want to share the love of Jesus with them. Jesus said, I haven't come into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through me might be saved. Now, if Jesus isn't here to condemn people, why do we condemn people? And we don't have to do it verbally, and we don't have to do it to their face. We can do it in our hearts. And if you're condemning people in your hearts and you're judging people in your hearts, you're never going to reach out to them in a way that will bring them to Jesus. So, Lord Jesus, we thank you for tonight. We thank you that you didn't come to condemn us. Lord, I pray that you would help us to reach out to other people. Lord, it doesn't have to be in a way that's offensive. Lord, it doesn't have to be in a way that judges them. Lord, help us to share your love with people each and every day, wherever we are. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I have one announcement to make. You guys like announcements? Yeah, sure you do. Who doesn't love announcements? All right, I would like all the male people to stand up, all the guys in the house. All the guys. All the guys. And I want you to go, Ooga. That's not bad. Better than your lion roars, that's for sure. One more time. Ooga. Okay. We have guys, we have something really cool this weekend. Saturday morning at 9 a.m., 8 a.m., Saturday morning at 8 a.m., we have men's prayer. Okay? Now, we have this every Saturday, but the leader of the men's ministry, Mondo Balzadua, asked me to lead prayer this Saturday, and he wanted me to get as many young people and teenagers to come, young men to come as possible. So I'm taking this opportunity to remind you about men's prayer Saturday morning at 8 a.m. All right? All right. Bless you guys. We love you. Hope to see you Saturday. And share the love of Jesus with somebody. Rawr.